You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, is here to take up a crazy weather forecast for a large part of the nation. Let's start in your part of the world where you've been in need of precipitation, but I suppose you didn't expect to get it this month in the form of so very much snow.
Yeah, and a lot of people are seeing that in the northern plain states, from Minnesota to the Dakotas to Nebraska, to portions of the northern and central Rockies, where it's not unusual to have April snows, but the second major storm in less than 8 days has hit those areas. But silver lining is some of the really hardest hit drought areas of portions of Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, and the Dakota is going to benefit again from a late season snow. And we're going to be watching this same system slowly at first, but accelerating towards the Midwest and the Western Corn Belt here later this week. And we could see significant rains in portions of Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, eastern areas of Kansas. There's going to be severe weather with that, but there's going to be beneficial rains as well.
But Don, we saw significant rains last week. We're seeing significant rains right now, or will shortly this week, and another set after that?
Well, yeah, we're going to stay busy. Now, I think this next system that's coming later this week won't be followed by one as big, but other smaller systems are going to come through to keep the weather pattern active. So there will continue to be some high probabilities for precipitation and in some of the hardest hit areas of the Central Plains. We don't have much help for West Texas. We don't have much help for New Mexico and some of the far southern plains, but elsewhere there will be some help. But one thing we need to talk about is the potential for hard freeze temperatures later this week in some of the wheat areas of Texas, southern areas and western areas of Oklahoma, maybe a little bit too cold for their liking in some of those locations.
How cold?
Well, we're looking at temperatures that will be down into the upper 20s, as far south as the Texas, Oklahoma, Panhandle areas, and that'll be something that needs to be watched later this week.
And very quickly, come back right here to the Midwest. You told me there was a big storm. How much rainfall and when?
Well, I think we are looking at rainfall amounts that could go 1 to 3 inches or more. And this would cover just about all of northern and western areas of Indiana, all of Illinois, most of Missouri, and most of southern and eastern Iowa and southern Wisconsin. There will be 1 to 3 inch rainfall amounts in all of those areas.
And it's falling on which days this week?
Well, probably as we get into Thursday, Friday, although I think as early as tomorrow night, we'll start to see the first push.
All right. Thank you so much. Anything from around the globe we should check in on before I let you go?
Eastern Asia, a lot of the weather that's going on over there is a lot like here right now. They're still cold and trying to have a hard time warming up in Europe, just like we are.
Okay. Thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and helps us wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Yovai Extensions. Todd Gleason.